I think it's time we tell the sheriff of Dodge County and the mayor of Wausau that we are not fools, let alone a chain of fools, and that their election lies, misdirection, and suppression of our votes here in the state will not stand. In fact, they're the fools. This all sort of blew up over the last week and a half, and it 2 weeks, and if you include this controversy over Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt basically bullying three city clerks into not using drop boxes. You layer on top of that the mayor of Wausau engaging in active election interference by doing something that he had zero legal authority to do, and that is remove the drop box that the Wausau city clerk had begun to install to collect ballots. This, to me, is a very concerning pattern that seems only to be happening on the MAGA side of the aisle. I don't see Democrats removing drop boxes. I don't see that happening. I don't see sheriffs elected in more blue-leaning counties bullying clerks to use drop boxes. I don't see that happening. And I was reading you all a bit about what the sheriff of Dodge County, Dale Schmidt, said when he was asked about these bullying emails. And by the way, all three of these city clerks for the towns of Ashopin, Hustisford, and Beaver Dam all ended up backing down. They were going to have drop boxes. None of them are anymore because the sheriff bullied them. There were veiled threats in his email. For example, he told the Ashopin clerk that her community was the only one in Dodge County that still planned to use a drop box after these other two towns caved after his initial bullying round. And he said further that he wasn't planning on citing to Ashopin in his press release, but as one of the towns not using it, but that he would specify in his press release that it was the only town in Dodge County accepting ballots via Dropbox. If that isn't bullying and intimidation, like threatening, oh, I'm going to put it out there that you're using Dropbox in this very red-leaning county and see if I can scare you into not using it. And the Ashopin clerk backed down less than 15 minutes later because real death threats occur to people, not just here in the state, but across the country. We know this is happening. But I wanted to finish this statement from Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt because it was really a head scratcher. So first of all, he lies twice. The sheriff was bullying city clerks, that's my addition, was entirely to protect the integrity of our election processes. No, it's not. That's a lie, and he knows it. That's garbage. And to protect the laws laid out by the Supreme Court in its most recent decision. No, that's a lie. He knows it. That's not what the Supreme Court decided, and you don't need a JD to understand that. He also has lawyers that he could call to help him understand because he clearly doesn't understand or is actively lying about it. He then goes on to say this: if there is any claim that there is election fraud as a result of the drop boxes, so he's talking about like in the future, if there is any claim in the future that there is election fraud as a result of the drop boxes, I, as the sheriff, am responsible to investigate those. Okay, so what? There aren't any current claims of fraud related to drop boxes, except the made up ones that have never, ever, ever been concluded on an actual evidentiary basis to have any merit at all whatsoever. Zero. So none of that has happened yet. So why are you getting involved now? There is no claim of fraud. He then concluded by saying this: part of my job is to make sure that laws are followed before they're broken. I just want to say that one again, because this one's rich. This is the head scratcher. Part of my job is to make sure that laws are followed before they're broken. Huh? Say what? And so your solution is to make it harder for people to vote and to bully and interfere in the election. I have a question. Hey, Attorney General Josh Call, have you cracked open an investigation into election interference by Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt? Because I can tell you what, he's probably not going to invest himself to be sure that he's not breaking the law before the law is broken, whatever the heck that meant. I mean, it just doesn't even hold any water at all. And likewise, of course, I believe that AG Call should also be investigating the mayor of Wausau. The district attorney apparently has a complaint from the Wausau city clerk, but where is the attorney general on all of this? Because all of this election interference by MAGA, these election lies by MAGA, all of that was then amped up and turned up about 1,000 decibels late last week when Representative Tom Tiffany got on his Twitter and lied about duplicate ballots that were sent out, absentee ballots accidentally sent out in the city of Madison. He's got over this post had over 1 million views, and he was lying about these things. He's basically claiming that it's evidence of election fraud. I will tell you this, having been someone who worked in government and was one of the legal advisors to a county clerk, sometimes ballots are sent and there's a mistake on them. And sometimes you have to send corrected ballots to people. This happens because human beings sometimes make mistakes. But what's done at the back end, nobody gets to vote twice. Those ballots are verified as they're received. That's part of why it takes counties in the most populous counties of the state longer to count their absentee ballots, because there is this verification process. No one, and I'm going to say this again, no one is permitted to vote twice. This is misinformation. This is election lies by a member of Congress. Shame on you, Representative Tiffany. Shame on you, the mayor of Wausau. And shame on you, the sheriff of Dodge County. It's high time we turn off the MAGA lie machine when it comes to elections. Basically, you can't rely on anything that they say. Zero. When we come back, we're going to turn the page and talk economics with Brendan Duke, the senior director of economic policy at the Center for American Progress. What is Kamala Harris promising to do for you and your family and the middle class when we return? If you're on the phone, stay there. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Join the conversation.